Simon Chof Aleph, we're talking about Tashlumin. Yeah. So, Sif Gimel. Ain't Tashlumin the Tefillah, but Tefillah Smuchala. You can only have Tashlumin for davening in the Tefillah that's next to it. Avalim Nisachar Yoser, but if you missed later than that, Ain't La Oy Tashlumin, then you don't have Tashlumin. Kagoin. If you didn't daven, not shachris and not mincha, as I mincha yesh le tashlumin lachar arvis, then you can have tashlumin after ma'ariv. Aval shachris ain't le tashlumin, but shachris does not have tashlumin, right? Even she'avar shtei zmanei tefilas shelo yispalo. Since he was already over two zmanei tefilas, loy bezman of a loy bezman mincha, not in the proper time, and not in the and not in the prop and the, and not in the zman mincha. Meaning, if somebody davened shachris and somebody slept through shachris and mincha, not so crazy, you know, the bachrim they'll can sometimes sleep till who knows when. So now all they can
Sure.
do, Naftali, you got to mute, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you can only do Tashlumin for Mincha. I'm sorry, you can only do, if you missed Shachris and Mincha, now you remember by Myra, so you can only do Tashlumin for Mincha. You cannot do Tashlumin for Shachris because that's too far removed. You can only do it for the next Tefillah, and that's it. Dalit, Ach b'yom sheyesh b'musaf, but if it's a day that has Musaf, im lo yispal Shachris, if you didn't have a Shachris, yachal Hashlumin la'achar Mincha, you're allowed to be mashlumin after Mincha. The kivin is man Tefillas Musaf b'di'evet ala layla k'moy Mincha. Because the zman musaf is b'di'evet until night, like mincha, im kein lo yavar shtei zmanei tefilas. It's not considered being passing two zmanei tefila. Meaning, if you have shachris and then you're supposed to daven musaf, so you would think, and really musaf should be davened by the seventh hour, so you would think that you already lost, meaning you had zman shachris, which is till the fourth hour, then you have zman musaf, which is till the seventh hour, and then you have. Then it would be Zman Mincha until 12 hours, right? So maybe Zman Musaf would be considered the next Zman and you missed it. We say no, because b'di'evet you're allowed to daven Musaf until Shkia, right? Ulachat Tfilas Musaf ain't a yachal hashem Tfilas Shachris, and after Tfilas Musaf you're not able to be mashem Tfilas Shachris. The kimin shemaskev a korban Musaf, since he mentioned korban Musaf ain't a ruiyah shetalul Tfilas Shachris, not going to help that it should work with Tfilas Shachris. V'ayim prima godim. Simen Kufches, Eshel Avram, Sifkot and Vav. Ach, im adayin lo yavar zman tefilah shachris, but if he still didn't pass zman tefilah shachris, yochel espal shachris, afal pishe kfar espal musaf. Right? So then you're still allowed to daven shachris, even though you already davened musaf. Right? Okay, Sif Hey. Ain tashlumin l'tefila shehifsid ela b'zman tefila asmuchal. So you can't do tashlumin like we just said for the tefila that you forgot, only with the zman tefila that's smuchal. Avaloi b'sha she'ain zman tefila, but not at the time that it's not zman tefila. Gagoyin im shah harbe achar shespalo tefila shichoy v'sha. Let's say he waited after he davened the zman tefila, which is a choy v'sha, ain a yochel espalol oy tashumi tefila shehifsid. Then you're not allowed to daven any more the davening that you lost. Lefi shelo tiknu tashlumin the tefila shehifsid, because they were not misakin the tashlumin for the tefila that they lost. Ela b'zman shu oisik b'tefila shichoy v'sha, only in this man that he's being oisik in that time. She'oz kivin shu oisik b'tefila hu mashum gam kein mashachisa, because since he's busy with tefila, he can be mashum what he's missing. Right, so he's saying something, meaning basically what he's saying, you have to daven it in the zman that's after, right? So if you miss shachris, you have only up until Ma'ariv time to finish to daven two minchas, right? So now what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying, that let's say you daven mincha and then you realized that you didn't daven shachris earlier. Right, so now you remember 2 hours after you davened mincha. So the kitzur is passing and says you can't daven tashlumin because your tefillah was already over, even though you're still in the proper zman to daven, but your tefillah was already over, so you can't daven. You can't daven. But the Mishmaru disagrees with this, and he holds as long as you're in the Zman, then you're allowed to. Right? But the Mishmaru says if you forgot and you're doing it like an hour or two after you daven your mincha, and you're going to daven another mincha v'shachas again, you should do it with a tanai, like we discussed, the concept of doing a tanai, meaning, say, if you're mechuyev to daven, so the davening is a davening. And if not, then it's not. Then it's a present to Hashem. And so this is one of those cases where we don't paskin like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Right? As far as I know, we don't paskin like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Vav, tefillas ha-tashuma chu mispalo. The tefillas ha-tashuma yidam ha-chayv lispalo kamo shu mispalo oz tefillas ha-chayva. You have to daven the way you're davening tefillas chayva. Right? For example, I mean, okay, let's say, see his example first. Let's say a guy forgot to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, or, as was the shtickle common, this past Friday, somebody forgot to say Yalav by mincha. Right? But that's a different issue, but let's say, yeah. So mispala arvish shtayim shel Shabbos. You daven Ma'ariv Shabbos twice, even though the mincha that you missed was a weekday shmonesrei, and all you're davening is two Shabbos shmonesreis. But that's what you do. Al pi shashniyah bala tashum tefilas chol. Even though the second one is coming to be to do tashumah tefilas chol, mikom makom kiven sha'atu Shabbos. Still, since now is Shabbos, mispala shel Shabbos, he daven Shabbos. Mispala shel chol, chol mispala. And if you did daven a one Shabbos shmoneser or one weekday shmoneser, you have to go and daven again. V'chein be'erev Rosh Chodesh. Im lo yispal mincha, mispal arba shtayim. Let's say somebody missed mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Then you daven two Ma'arivs. V'omer b'shteyan yalav v'yavav. And you say by both of them, yalav v'yavav. V'im lo yispal arbas b'Rosh Chodesh. And if you didn't daven Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, mispal shachar shtayim. You daven two shachrases. Im shokach yalav v'yavav, afilu b'shniyah. If you forgot Yalva Yava, even in the second one, Chayzer Mispalo, you go back and daven. Even though if you missed Yalva Yava in Ma'ariv, you're not, you don't go back. Even though it's Tashlum for the Laila, meaning if you missed Yalva Yava by Ma'ariv, you wouldn't have repeated. So why should you repeat it if you forgot it in your second Shmoneh Esrei in the morning? Right now it's day, and since you're davening during the day. And then you would repeat. Here, the Mishnah also disagrees and says that you cannot say the new Shemoneh Esrei is more chomer than the old one. And therefore, he says you don't repeat. So they're not really seeing eye to eye here, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah. But b'Shabbos, im lo hispalel mincha, and let's say in Shabbos, if you didn't daven mincha, so which is actually what somebody just texted me right before the shiur, mispal arvas gam kein shtayim shel chol. You daven two weekday shmonesres. Ela sheyesh chilek va'atachon antanu. You don't have to say atachon antanu twice. But rishayna emer atachon antanu because that's your standard ma'ariv. Ubeshniya ena emer in the second one you don't say it. Va'tam b'zeh kibin shatachon antanu hu kumay havdala. So atachon antanu zek havdala. Ve'im avdilin shtei pa'amim l'tfila. And you don't have to say two havdalas and you're davening. Saying the opposite. If you forgot Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos, like the first one, you don't say Atachon Antanu because it's regular Sunday morning Shmoneh Esrei. The second one is the makeup for Ma'ariv, so then you say Atachon Antanu. Because the Ikra Takana is that you have to do Havdalah in Tefillah. Right? Mishnah Berurah brings that. Some say you don't say Atachon Antanu at all in Shmoneh Esrei, right? And the Mishnah Berurah has a pshat. He says if you already made Avdalah, then don't say Atachon Antanu on either one. If you didn't say Avdalah, then you should. Zayin Tabar Rosh Chodesh v'mincha. If you made a mistake by Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say Yalav V'yavah. Ain't a Rosh Chodesh, right? So this is a big hack. The next day is not Rosh Chodesh. So Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Yalav, and the next night, meaning it's one day Rosh Chodesh, or it was the second day Rosh Chodesh. Even if you daven Ma'ariv twice, you're not going to gain anything from it. Because you can no longer say Yalav Yovai. Without Yalav, you already daven. You don't daven Tashlumen at all. Right? Hear what it's saying, meaning What are you going to gain if you miss the Yad Vayomer by Mincha on Rosh Chodesh? So you daven the Shmoneh Esrei, right? You forgot Yad Vayomer. Okay, so now that night you're going to say a second Shmoneh Esrei. So what are you going to do with Shmoneh Esrei without Yad Vayomer? You did that by Mincha. So what are you gaining? You're not
Aren't you
gaining anything.
gaining an you had a broken shemesh, and now you're not gaining a non-broken
Right,
shemesh at the dorm.
but correct. But Lamaisa, your Shmoneh Esrei is nothing. So again, there are those that disagree with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the best thing is to again daven with the Tanai. Right?
What do we hold is the din of the Shluman? Is this just basically because I missed the whole davening, and now I have to
Right. So that,
I'm given opportunity to just tower up?
yeah, basically, that's the shaila. Is it to make up the tefillah? So if that's the case, you have to daven again. But if you say that it's some sort of combination of it, so then your second tefillah is not really gaining you anything.
So that's basically would be a problem in any case where it's a different Shmonesa, completely different Shmonesa.
Yeah.
Even from
No, not
weekday
a
to
different
Shabbos,
Shmoneh Esrei,
Shabbos to
no.
weekday.
No, it's not a different Shmoneh Esrei. Here you do have a fee to daven again. But in this case, your new davening is not getting you anything. Right? All you're doing is davening the same Shmoneh Esrei again, which you did. That's what those people.
Any Yom Tov, any Rosh Chodesh, any whatever, Atoch HaNatano. No, Atoch HaNatano, we don't need to repeat. But and I'm saying any davening that you missed something that was part of Shmoneh Esrei is basically going to be the case. This case, yeah.
Right. And a Konami. No, but there you're at least davening. You're davening a new davening, right? Meaning your davening was no good. So at least you're davening a new davening, right?
Isn't that the case with missing Yad Vayomer? Isn't that me'akev of the Shmona Esrei from being Shmona Esrei? So it's as if you daven nothing,
It is.
but this time it's not as if you daven nothing. It's you daven something, which is why you make up for it. Even if though there's no Yeah, Yad Vayomer,
the question is what are you making up for?
Are you making up for missed Shmona Esrei? Are you making up for part of Tefillah that you missed?
Well, that right. So then that's so ba yeah, so these they're saying that you're not gaining anything from this thing. Yeah, I'm saying it's what you're asking, what both of you are asking is a good kasha. Right? It's hard to understand, which is why some disagree with this. Right? But that's why the Mishnah Berurah comes. I don't know, does the Mishnah Berurah say
I think there are shittas that hold that count towards the number of brochas and amens.
what are you saying?
I think there are some shittas that hold that count towards 100 brochas a day, even if you screwed up your shmoneser.
I guess. I don't know. It's a whole tumult. I think I remember that Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds that you should repeat. Again, davening a second time with the Tanai is the best way to get out of the whole thing. That's I mean that's I used to tell people just don't daven again, and then with the Tanai, I don't know. And then with the problem is that people it's hard for us to concentrate on regular Shmoneh, forget about making Tanayim, right? Okay, Ches Tfilas Musaf, Tfilas Musaf. Even though the Zman is a whole day, him can have a Ma'ariv of Tfilas Mukhala, and if that's the case. So then Ma'ariv is the next tefillah. Musaf does not have tashlumin. Mishum, because the whole Musaf is basically our words are representing the karbonos. And since the Zman was passed, so then it's the carbon is batal. Yeah. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night, a good vach, a good yar, a good chaydish.
What time is the female thing?
Hilchus Yichud is at 8:30, and then Basil B'Challah 9:15.
You already had four notion?
At 8:30, 8:30
That's
Hilchus Yichud.
8:30. Okay.
That's for any. It's really for everybody. It's just more woman based because it's more. There's no talking, and there's no. It's me talking to myself. Everybody's muted because we're not having ladies' cameras on, and we're not having their microphones on either.
It's
So
same
that's.
station, same station.
The it's there's a better there's going to be a different station for I mean yeah for the for the yeah for the Yichud is going to be on both stations because I think they didn't know that there was a new station and the bus of B'Challah was you want me to send it to you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll send you
I'm a busy
the
guy over here.
yeah. All
I
right,
got the vote. We'll see you soon.
all right,
Ugh.
fine, okay, good for.
Turn around, turn around. Don't keep on going. Isn't that gorgeous?